independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We're in the business of public safety. We're not in the business of deportation.
That right there, state AG from California, his name is Javier Becerra, talking over the weekend. There is a judge here in California IA has already blocked the executive order that would have stopped funding for sanctuary cities. So a federal judge on Tuesday blocked any attempt by the Trump administration to withhold funding from sanctuary cities that don't cooperate with who? The U.S. immigration. It is a very interesting situation. What do you do, right? I said somebody tweet at me, you know, no jobs, no wall, and all Mexicans are bad. And I'm like, I don't hear any of that. I don't hear any of that. I hear that bad guys need to get out of town. And I have yet to find somebody. And if it's maybe it's you, you can call me up, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I would love to hear from you that you're okay with people that have come here illegally, that have broken the law, that continued to be a blight on our society by continuing to commit crimes over and over again, that may be involved in gang activity, that you're okay with them being here. I want to hear your reasoning for that.
Well, we don't want to break up their family.
Don't give me that BS. I want to hear your reasoning for that. I doubt I'll get a call, but I put it out there. Again, dreamers, a lot of people that have come here through illegal methods, but have shown that they contribute to society. We need to figure out a way to get them to the point where they legally can stay here and eventually, a long way down the road, figure out how we can maybe get them an opportunity to have citizenship. There's a thousand ways we can talk about that. But the sanctuary city thing, it pisses me off. I live in California, the most liberal state in America. And I'll tell you what, even here, most people are against sanctuary cities. It's a Democratic thing. It is something they push. It is something they want because they have a permanent class of people who need them.
I need you. I do need you.
Pisses me off big time. It does. You know what? It absolutely 110% does. It should make you upset. It should make you angry. And I am not about going out and saying, let's just, you know, kick down the walls and let's just grab everybody and throw everybody here. That is stupid. It is completely impossible to do. Come on now. Let's get our heads out of our asses and act like adults here. Please, for a second. But we need to enforce laws. Am I correct? I have a friend who teaches adult English courses. And she has told me that the people that she teaches English to, some of them are not here legally, are terrified of Trump. And some people who hear illegally, or who are here legally, are terrified. They believe that everybody around the corner is coming to kick in their door and to grab them, yank them out of their homes, and send them back from where they came. There's got to be a happy medium of fixing this thing. We have to be smart. Why can't we be smart? What is it that stops us from doing the right thing? Here's some more from State AG from California, Javier Becerra.
We have been abiding by federal law for quite some time before Jeff Sessions became the attorney general. We're going to continue to abide by federal law and the U.S.
Okay, I don't want my police force going out and asking for people's IDs and stuff like that. Like, are you here legally? No, that doesn't have to happen. What I do want them to do is they catch somebody and they take them in and they process them with inside the system. They find out that this person's here for a violent felony, you know, and they have been arrested before and they're here illegally. Why is it so hard to say we need to turn this person over here because of the nature of the crime, that this person should not be in our country? Why is that so hard? What about that is so hard? I'm curious. Especially multiple offenders over and over and over and over again. I'm curious. I really am. I would like to know why. What is it? What happens that all of a sudden this guy has who knows what? He's attacked somebody. He shot somebody. right? He is, he's raped somebody. He gets arrested. But for whatever reason, he has some sort of special protection because he's made the arduous task of coming over to our country not to work hard, put his head down, but he's come over here to commit more crimes or to commit crimes. And all of a sudden, we make him a protected species. And I say he, right? I should say, the person. Because I don't want to leave you ladies out because you may be committing crimes too. That's what I want to know. I absolutely want to know. 110%. You tell me. You give me. Give me a reason why I should think, oh, that's a bad idea. You can't give me a reason because you have no reason. You got nothing. Zero zilch nada. If you think keeping a violent criminal in this country is a good idea because he or she is from a different country and for whatever reasons you've made them some sort of special martyr, you're fooling yourself. You're absolutely fooling yourself.
We're hoping that the federal government will also abide by the U.S. Constitution, which gives my state the right to decide how to do public safety.
That's correct. That does give your state that. It's Javier Becerra from California. It does give you that. You know what, though? The Constitution also gives the right to the president, if I'm correct, that he's allowed to decide in the best interest of our country how immigration's run. I'm asking a question here. I'm asking a question. And nobody can answer it for me. Nobody. Again, I'm not saying that everybody who's here is bad, because you say one person's bad, they're like, oh, everybody here is bad, huh? They're all racist. No, they're not. You're a racist pig. You're a horrible white male. No. You know what? There are so many of them that are here, and they want to be here. They love this country. They really want to do right by this country. This country they see as an opportunity. We should embrace their workmanship. We should embrace their work ethic. They could teach a lot of people that here. But there are some bad eggs here, and we need to sort that out. Right? We need to sort that out. And if you asking that question makes you a racist, then I guess make me a racist. But I think I have every right to ask that question, as does anybody else. So if you want to go and you want to block it and say sanctuary cities are fine, and that's as far as you want to go, that, hey, sanctuary cities are totally cool, then what's the use anymore at this point in time? How about this? My bank account and the money you want from my taxes, I've decided that inside of my pocket is their sanctuary, and it's a sanctuary tax pocket. You can't touch it, can't get near it. Would you get pissed? Hell yeah, California, you get pissed all the time. You're always asking me for more money. Always. Always. How about a sanctuary for not paying taxes? Should we have that? I'm just curious. How pissed do you think they'd be?
California today is the sixth largest economy in the world. We created more jobs than number two Florida and number three Texas combined. And we're doing it by keeping families together, not separating them.
So that's how you create jobs, Javier Becerra. You keep families together. Well, how about this, right? Like if somebody breaks a law, let's just say they're an American citizen, why put them in jail, right? Because that could hurt the economy. You don't want to hurt the economy, do you? Oh, hell no, you don't want to hurt the economy. Oh, God, that's how you do it. Listen to this. This is the most this person is the Attorney General of California. It says, next to the wall is immoral from yesterday. That's super soundbite. Listen to this.
California today is the sixth largest economy in the world. We created more jobs than number two Florida and number three Texas combined. And we're doing it by keeping families together, not separating them.
That's how you did it. That's it. There you go. Javier Becerra. That's it. Attorney General, California. The reason that California creates, by the way, crappy jobs. One out of five people in California are on, some sort of form of help from the government and welfare. But the reason and the way that they've created so many jobs is because they keep families together. Well, you might as well open up all the jails, let them out. See how many jobs we create with that. Oh, my God. That is amazing. If we open up all of the jails and just let everybody out, we would create so many jobs in California. It'd be like the gold rush all over again. Idiot. Idiot. Idiocracy. This is what it is. I can have empathy and understanding, and at the same time, I want something that says we're going to do all we can to sort it out, that we're going to fix this. I no longer want any kind of excuse. I no longer want, hey, can we check the box? I don't want you guys building a permanent underclass. And by the way, if somebody's out there listening and they happen to be here illegally, give me a call, 844-DIG-CHAT. I will tell you something right now. If you think the Democrats give a rat's ass about you, you are fooling yourself. You are just another little cog in their wheel to build up this BS that they're putting out there for everybody. They don't care about squad douche. Republicans, come on, you already think they don't care about you. Goodness me. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I have to hear it again before we go. I have to hear it again.
The wall is, in my view, immoral, expensive, unwise.
That is, the wall's immoral. I saw the wall the other day. It mooned a bunch of people, and it was drinking. And it's just doing the worst. Cussing. Oh, my God. It cusses. Like used to cuss like a sailor. Now I cuss like a wall. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, man. Apparently Dr. Dow wasn't as peaceful as everybody made out to be. United passenger left bloodied and bruised after they being forcibly removed from the flight earlier this month. Apparently, balled up his fist and took some swings at the old officers. What did I always say? We always catch the end of something. We never get to the beginning. Yeah, that's right. Officer Marcio Rodriguez, the first officer, responded to the April 9th incident, largely confirmed the accounts by other passengers about how David Dow was taken off the plane, but that when fellow officers tried to remove Dow, he started swinging his arms up and down violently, balled up his fist. He's going to get paid. Why didn't you just get off the plane, man? Man, just get off that plane, brother. Yeah, he's a millionaire now, right? He's a millionaire. Think about this for a second, people. His license has been suspended because he has traded sexual favors for drugs. And he has been in trouble on numerous occasions because of that as a doctor, if I'm correct. I think that's why he was suspended. Overprescribing. And now he's going to get paid. I'm just putting it out there. I just wanted you to know that. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I think he's a Richard, is what I'm trying to say. I think I'm the only one who's been, there's me and a pilot are the only ones, and producer Phil, that have been on the side of United this whole time. United owes us a flight, Phil.
I agree.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Anywhere in the continental United States of America, we have been on your side. Let's have some fun. How about the awesome urban word of the day?
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. There's two ways you can spin this. And trust me, I think all of us have those friends on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Meme hoes. Meme hoes. People who automatically, no matter what happens, as fast as they possibly can, figure out a way to make a meme about something and post it. Doesn't matter what it is. Does not matter what it is. They quickly get there and they meme-ho it to death. All of us have those friends. When you look at them, just shake your head and said, meme-ho. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Ah, man, stretching that there cranium. A lot of people texting in, you feel free to do so. Talking about the fact that if you just didn't hear, sanctuary cities. The blocking, the funding has been overturned by a federal judge in San Francisco. San Francisco and Santa Clara County both sued to make sure that they get their funding. And their thing was, is Trump can't change the rules about who gets federal grants. And secondly, if there was to be a blocking of it, it would have to be for a particular grant or funding that coincides with the reason that he is, you know, blocking it. Meaning it would have to be, you want to get more ICE officers? Well, we're going to block that funding. Everything that he does, places like California, New York City, Seattle, Portland, you're picking up what I'm putting down. They're, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, where they're going to sue. Everything this president does from here on out is going to be a lawsuit from top to bottom. They're going to fight. They're going to argue. They're going to. This is what it is going to be. It is. It's going to be this way the entire time that this president's in office. Until he starts winning, they're going to start. Until stuff landing at the Supreme Court and they start winning over and over again, then that's going to be a different story. But these things are going to continue to happen over and over again. It's frustrating as hell. He's less than 100 days in. What are we at, 97 days now, 96 days? He's facing his first potential, budget crisis here with will we fund the government or not on his 100th day. I think that will get done. I think in some way, shape, or form, even if it's just temporary, that'll get done. And even then, does it really matter? Because most of the essential people still have to report to work and everybody ends up getting paid eventually. So it's not like a major crisis. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Man, I'm super uber cynical today. Cool, good. I'm sassy. You are sassy. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It is the Chad Benson Sassy Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What he needs to know is he's the father of America, and that carries a heavy responsibility. He's tweeting less.
That right there, John Kasich, talking about this guy called President Trump. He's imploring people, give him a chance, people. Give him a chance, please. Give him a chance. That's what he's imploring people to do. I've said the same thing, man. I'm about giving this guy a chance. I want my president to succeed. You don't want your president to succeed, then, you know, hey, you know what? Hit the bricks, bro. No reason for you to be here. I want my president to succeed, not just suck, which is all too often we end up having with our presidents, right? Let's see if they can succeed. Let's give them a chance. Let's stop fighting amongst ourselves. But he is the father of America. So whether you like it or not, he's here. So why not get behind him? What is it? Well, I don't like his views on certain things. Well, I don't like your face, but we're still here. We're going to do this. Right? It's just crazy. It is. It's so crazy. Father of America. I didn't know he was the father of America. Did you? I found that to be an odd thing to say. I really did. I like Kasich, man. I thought Kasich would have made a hell of a president. That's just me. That's why I voted for him. I voted for him. Doesn't mean I don't want Trump to succeed. Now, I know I'm going to get some text messages. You're the worst. You hate Trump because that's what you expect everybody, you know, to be up Trump's ass all the time. It's not who I am. Sorry. But his name's Sean Hannity. If you want that guy, I'm not that guy. I'm not. He's over there. I'm right here. I will criticize when need be, and I will praise also when need be. But I've said all along, let's give him a chance, and I don't think that he has gotten a fair shake. I was looking last night, and this will give you You know, I am as straightforward and as real as it comes when it comes to this stuff. I look at everything and I think, okay. I was on CNN flipping around last night, CNN.com, and because I got a great story I want to talk about here in a second. And you know what? There was probably 20 articles of Trump, and all 20 were negative. Not one of them was a positive article or anything like that. Not one of them. And I find that to be ridiculous. Look, being the president of the United States, you're going to get criticism, right? Doesn't matter what. You know what? You play pro sports, you're going to get. I get criticized every day. I do. Right? You're an actor. You're an actress. Right? You're a business owner. You make a cake. Somebody may criticize you. But it doesn't matter what this guy does. There are just certain parts of this world that are not going to give him a chance, no matter how good it is. Yet, it's the phrasing of everything. We said yesterday, we talked about that, was it 2% or 4% of people that voted for Trump were, that was the headline. Not that 96% still like him, right? And the funny thing is you dig through the story, what's it say down there? 15% of people who voted for Hillary regret their vote. If you put those numbers up, he wins everything hands down. Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that. No! Give him a chance, people. I'm behind my president. I want him to succeed. I do. Hell, I'll run a 5K for him if that's what it takes. I'll do it. Ah! I found this to be interesting. This article that I read yesterday that I want to talk about today, because, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, parenting. Parenting is huge. Huge. I'm a huge believer in parenting. And it is, to me, you see somebody who's successful, you see people that do well in their life, usually, and by usually, I mean 99% of the time, you can say, they had good parents, they had people in their life who cared. It may be a parent, it may be both parents, it may be a group of people. But they had people in their life who cared, who pushed them, who gave them enough rope to do something with, but not enough rope to destroy themselves. These two kids both got into all 8 Ivy League schools. And they talk about all of this stuff on this article. And the thing that just resonated with me is parents. They got parents. We've devalued the place of father in the society. Dad's not a big deal. He's here for money, if he's here at all. And women can do it all. I have news for you. Nobody can do it all. You're forced to do it all, but as I've gotten older, get out there in the dating world and stuff, and you meet women, and you talk to them, and you know what? They're the same age as you, and they've got a kid, and they say, oh, my God, it drives me crazy. I don't like this whole, like, we can do everything things. Where I wish there was a father inside the life, or I wish, yeah. And I blame dads for bouncing in a lot of areas. They have failed. We have fallen on our faces at times, dads. And I also blame society for devaluing us to the point that's like, what's the use? It's a two-prong attack there. Both of these kids have parents. And both of these kids are uber achievers. Different ways, different parenting styles, but both parents put an emphasis on their children and their education.
Sure, Martin Altenberg can play the violin. And he doesn't just play it. He plays it well. In fact, the Fargo North senior does just about everything well.
I'm in cross country, swimming, track. I'm in orchestra, chamber orchestra, youth symphony. I'm the concertmaster of our school orchestra. I'm a district lieutenant governor of Key Club.
And he does just about, well, everything.
Everything. Everything. By the way, that kid from North Dakota, his parents, they didn't push him super academically. They made sure that they knew that school was important. They were there for him. They wanted him to be independent. They let him fail. They let him achieve. Listen to that. Did you hear that resume? That it's no longer about getting. It's just how competitive college is. You can't just get into college anymore with like, oh, I got a good SAT. You know, I'm in the 1600s, and I got a 3.8 grade point average. They're like, yeah, go to junior college. Now it's like you got a 4.0 and you got a 1900 SAT, and you're like, yeah, that's great, but what did you do? What else did you do? I feel like you're not doing enough. But this kid took it amongst himself, right? Good parenting, made it, you know, showed him the value of family, showed him the value of the community. Good parenting, great parenting. Then you've got this kid who, by the way, yeah, he's got some skills when it comes to the education as well.
I look forward to the next phase of life and the amazing opportunities that await me. I'm excited and proud to announce that this fall, I'll become a member of the Yale University class of 2018.
So Kwasi Enan is his name, and he's going to go to Yale, is what he said. So the New York team plans to study medicine and music. Now, Kwasi scored 2250 on the SAT. He was in the top 2% of his class. He got accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools.
So he got into 8 Ivy League schools. He got a 2200 on his SATs. The other kid got into 8. And oh, by the way, the other kid also got into Stanford and MIT. Hasn't really decided on where he wants to go. Kwasi's parents came over here from Ghana, and every time they see able-bodied individuals who don't reach their potential, he is reminded that that's not who you are. That's not what you do. He says he's got African tiger parents, much like the Asian tiger parents we've talked about in the past, which sometimes can be a little bit much, right? Got to let kids be kids. But man, when I read their stories, the thing that continued to come back to me is the parenting. The parenting, the importance of parenting. Whenever you see a kid go wrong, what do we always say? Bet you didn't have a parent. Where's dad? And that's mostly what we say, right? Where's dad? Because let's be real. Mom's usually around, sometimes working 2-3 jobs. Grandma's probably helping raise the kid. Where's dad? Right? Where's dad? Parenting. And also, just because your mom's around and she's busting her butt, who's making sure they're busting your butt? And you don't have to be together. Jack's mom and I aren't together, but I'm on Jack all the time about school. I want him to be a little boy. I want him to have fun. This weekend, I posted a picture. Man, people bitching at me because I posted a picture of him in his little army outfit. He looked like an extra from a Godzilla movie. One of those. I mean, he looked hilarious, right? I mean, he did. He looks just totally like an extra from one of those like 1950 Toho Godzilla movies. But you got him a gun. No, you know, I got him memories. We hung out today in his little plastic gun and stuff. We played army and we had fun and we ate pizza and we walked around the duck park and we had the best time and we made memories and we talked about things. About like we had a big discussion because he says I can't do something. And I said we do not use the word can't. That is not a word we use. We do not use it. We say I haven't done it yet. Little things like that. Skype and talk to him every single night. What did you learn at school? First thing. How you doing? What'd you learn at school? You know what he's great about? How was your day, Dad? You know what made me proud this weekend? That eating our pizza and then we get our big dessert that we get when we go to this place. And there's this guy named Frank who's the GM. He's a young kid, you know, kind of runs the place. We've been going there for years and we see him and he's kind of worked his way up. And he remembers Jack and he, you know, brings out this thing. And Jack's like, thank you, sir, so very much. And I thought, I didn't have to prompt him. Made me smile. I don't worry about whether or not my kid's going to go off to the, you know, off the side, the wheels come off the bus and it flips over. Parenting, man, it's what it's about. It is what it's over and over again. When somebody goes wrong, when something happens, more often than not, it's parenting. And the funny thing is, there are people out there who make it. Despite all odds against them, they make it. And the reason we talk and tout their story is because much like a shark attack, it happens so very rarely. So very rarely. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. chadbensonshow.com. You can text us always, 323-538-2423. Sooner or later, you're going to have car issues. And you think to yourself, I hope it's under warranty. And you look down and you realize, yeah, I don't have that. My car is older. I love my car. Everybody's like, you should get a new car. I'm like, you should be quiet. I got nothing to worry about. Well, what if your engine dies? I got nothing to worry about. You see, I went to carshield.com and I got extended coverage. And let me tell you something. I have no fear. I sleep well at night. I drive a lot in my car. Oh, Betsy the Blue Ranger and I go all over the place. And I have zero feel. If my transmission dies, not worried. My engine dies, nothing. Sensor goes out, not worried. Why? Because CarShield has my back. They do. First and foremost, if my car was to break down and something was to happen to it, I pick the mechanic. I pick it. They pay it. See the way CarShield works? I pick, they pay. Secondly, 24/7 roadside assistance. And oh, by the way, while my car's in the shop being fixed, they're going to make sure I have a rental car. Boom. That is peace of mind. You know, you don't want to get another car payment. You're enjoying yourself, got that extra cash every single month. Let me tell you something. Your car is anywhere between 3 and 12 years old. Doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-856-1441 and mention code Benson. Or visit CarShield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Benson. A deductible may apply in some plans. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There are jeans currently at this place called Nordstrom's. Barracuda jeans, I think they're called. What they are $425 jeans that have dirt on them to make them look like you have been out working in the great outdoors. I want you to soak it in for a second. I'll give you a minute. $425 dirt on the jeans. I'll give you a minute. I'm going to give them a minute. $425 jeans with fake dirt. They're going to have to soak it up for a second. Do you understand that that is the craziest thing? It's insanity. So wait a minute. Producer Phil and I have gone over. $30 is your max jean price. Producer
Phil. Yeah,
that's
when I start to get a little upset.
That's about mine. I was stoked. Yeah, yeah. Anything over 30, right? Like, and you know what? TJ Maxx, Nordstrom's, Nordstrom's Rack. Like, I like a good pair of jeans, and I'm not going to spend $100 on a good pair of jeans. I don't know. Maybe I'm just cheap. I mean, it's my car, the whole nine yards. I'm kind of frugal that way, right? But there's no chance that I would spend $425 on a pair of fake muddy jeans to make it look like my ass has been outdoors. I fear, and dare I say, using the great phrase from our man Phil, weep for our country. When this is something that's like the thing. Like, this is cool. This is the thing right now. Oh, it's jeans. Yeah, well, it's to simulate you've been outdoors doing something. How about not simulate that? How about just get your ass outside and do something? And get dirty? Oh, God, no. This is designer dirt. You don't know what this is? It's designer dirt. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It says, hey, look at me. I'm stylish, and at the same time, I'm also a little bit dirty. Oh, but there's more jeans out there. Because now, Topshop, which is a big retailer in Britain, these are coming here. They now have plastic jeans that you see right through. So they look like shorts, and the rest of it's plastic. And those are only $100 a pop, right? This is only $100 a pop. That's it. $100 for plastic jeans. $100. So your choice is $425 American for jeans that aren't worn, mind you. They're not. That's the funny thing. They're not worn. But they have dirt all over them, specially designed to make it look as if you actually possess the man enough skills or woman enough skills to go outdoors and to actually dig something or get dirty. Those are $425. Or from Topshop, you can have a jeans that, how should we say this? They're see-through. You're like a ghost shrimp. Those are your choices right there, people. This is what the world is now. This is the fashion world. I wear jeans, like 501s or whatever it is. There you go. You just put them on. Good set of Wranglers, whatever. Jeans. They're jeans. That's my fashion statement. My Chucks are my fashion statement. Jeans, Chucks. I got flip-flops on. It's 100 degrees outside. Some button-up shirts. I look okay. We're getting on with our lives. Good God. Goodness me. Next, somebody's going to sell a hanger with nothing on it, and somebody's going to pay $100 for the hanger, and you decide what you want it to be. That might be our new thing, dude. I think we got something there. Somebody's going to be like, oh, my God, that's delicious. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, ChadBensonShow.com. We had so much stuff we didn't get to. That's good, though, because, again, I like to overflow our bucket. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Email us and check us out on Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. This is the Tuesday edition of that sassy Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.